You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's me, Ashley Burgess, and we're here for another good Sunday night of talk, fun, and obviously a lot of perspective. You know, one of the big and important things I think that happens in the holidays is just trying to get along with your family and trying to create memories instead of misery. You know, we all like mistletoe instead of misery, and we think that maybe it should be a good holiday. We could create new memories and just have a really good time with it if we can kind of overcome a few things that we have to deal with day to day in our family. So, you know, everyone on the planet has at least one person that likes and possibly gets thrills from pushing our buttons. And sometimes that one or several people are also our family members. And consequently, during the holiday season, you'll usually see our family members possibly more than the normal course of the year. And with more FaceTime comes more possible button pushing and definitely more hot topics being brought up. You know, unfortunately for some of us, laying an issue to rest is not usually as possible as we want to in our family. And, you know, with any situation, especially during the holiday seasons, old problems and hot topic issues do come up. And it's hard to kind of avoid it, but yet it can be done. And so tonight we're going to talk about how to stay calm, how to stay reflective, and definitely how to stay sane throughout the holiday season, as well as we're going to talk about the five personality traits and personality problem types. And we normally see these in our family and our friends as well. So we're going to discuss that this evening, too. And joining me this evening is Matt. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ashley. Thanks for having me back. And happy holidays. What a great time.
I love having you on the show.
It's wonderful. I actually just caught your interview this morning on DFW Close Up, where you did talk about the five family personality types.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to kind of break that down for us again?
Yeah, I think it was a great show. It was awesome on a CW33 on DFW Close Up. It was so much fun. And so the first thing was that I was talking about the constructive criticizer. And I think it's any situation, we always have that person that, you know, when you're in the situation, somebody will tell you what they think you should be doing, not necessarily what you're doing. And so a lot of times they give you unsolicited advice. Have you ever had to come into contact with those type of people?
You know what? Well, if you know me, you know I'm Christmas crazy. I have decorations
definitely
from top to bottom. And I have got criticism over it. Surprisingly, I'm like, it's my, you know, my house, my space. If I want lights to cover every inch of it, by all means, I'm going to cover every inch of it.
It's your domain. I mean, who can criticize that?
You know, I know, it's the holidays. And, you know, you probably go look at their house and they have, you know, their old Halloween lights still up.
Like the purple lights with like the skulls and crossbones still going. But, you know, a good example of what we talk about in a constructive criticizer is from a film that a lot of us have seen, Christmas Vacation. With Chevy Chase, and we see this scene that actually comes up when he is putting up the lights, and the lights actually finally work.
Clark, it's so lovely.
You deserve a home like this to spend Christmas in.
It's a beaut, Clark, it's a beaut.
Dad, you taught me everything I know about exterior illumination. Thank you. Russ, Audrey. Dear Francis. I hope this adds to your enjoyment of the holidays.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
Arthur. Art. Dad, thanks for being here.
The little lights are not twinkling.
I know, Art, and thanks for noticing.
You know, Art is a really good example of what we consider the constructive criticizer because he didn't do any of the work. He didn't put any of the lights up. He didn't slave trying to do that. And on top of that, he finds the one thing that's wrong, and it's the lights aren't twinkling. I mean, what do you think about that?
I know, it's kind of ridiculous. I do personally love just to drive down the streets in the neighborhoods and see people's personal taste and, you know, how they do decorate. I'm not trying to drive down and bash anybody. If they want to hang lights from, you know, top to bottom, or if they just want to string them in the tree, you know, they're participating in the holidays, and that's what it's all about. It's not about, you know, saying, oh, well, those lights are multicolored or those lights are white. You know what I mean? There's always that debate. If you like the clean cut, if you like the multicolor. And, you know, it's just all about having fun. You know, it's one time a month. You know,
exactly.
One month out of the year.
It's like, you know, what, it doesn't matter if it strobes or doesn't strobe. And the thing is that this is kind of a catechism. Like, it's a huge system of, like, the lights are just kind of an example of what we're talking about. You know, somebody can criticize you on absolutely anything, how you cook, how you dress, how you raise your children. You know, if your skirt is too short,
you know,
how could you wear that to Christmas with the family? Or how could you have a glass of wine? You know, yeah. We don't drink.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those kind of things. And people can be very criticizing of things that aren't about them.
Oh, yeah. And especially the cooking.
Exactly. I know. It's
there's
like,
so
I'm
many ways
not cooking.
There's so many ways to make stuffing, you know?
Exactly. So, you can go buy it, too. You can go buy it. You
just
know?
Enjoy it.
Exactly. So that's what I was kind of bringing up on the show on Sunday. And so the other one that I kind of left out, the slacker, because the slacker really isn't potentially a problem for anybody. I mean, they just don't want to do anything. And that's fine. You can normally always light the fire under their butt at some point in time. But the other one I think that a lot of people deal with is the cheerleader. And I think we all have that person in our life that is like, hey, guys, let's go caroling. Let's go out there and have a really great time. And they hurl themselves into this like spirit and this awesome time of the year, which is great. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes it might feel forced. Sometimes it might not be authentic, is my favorite word this year, is being authentic. But why bring that up? You know, let them have fun. But I feel that if I don't feel the feeling that the cheerleader is giving off, I will actually avoid and kind of fly under the radar, because the last thing you want to do is to be seen or near the cheerleader, because you might end up wearing those reindeer like felt ears or something.
Yes.
to the table.
Yes. Well, I probably am guilty of being the cheerleader out of the five personality types.
No way.
I literally had my Christmas lights up the day after Halloween. Duh, don't judge me.
I'm not going to be that constructive criticizer, I swear.
I am guilty of being the cheerleader, and people know it, but I love it. I mean, you know, you go through all of the work of the decorating. Why not get 2 months out of it? You know what I mean?
I think it's great. I mean, the only thing I have a problem with is the tree. One year, my neighbor actually did it, like, left it up till March.
Oh.
And it was a definite fire hazard. I was really concerned because they were our neighbor, and I didn't want their house to burn down and then cause ours to burn down.
Yes.
As well, because they kept their lights on, like, 24 hours a day. And the tree had stopped drinking water, like, at least a good month before.
Oh, yeah.
And they only had four ornaments, too, yeah. So it was pretty funny.
Rest in peace.
Exactly. Bad things can happen with a really dry tree, you
know?
I know.
I
still have to get mine.
I mean, I'm guilty of going around and throwing holiday jolly at everybody. I bake Christmas cupcakes. I take them to work. I am that guy, unfortunately.
Well, I think it's good to have those people, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's needed, because otherwise, sometimes you get into that blasé feeling where everything is just not, you know, it's good to have somebody that has the cheer, you
yeah.
know? I mean, what are you going to do if there's not somebody
yeah.
there saying, you know, hey, have some fun? Because a lot of times, it does pull people out of their mindset. It's like, why am I not having fun?
Yeah. And a lot of people do get depressed around the holidays. And
right.
that's, you know, that's a recurring theme. You either don't have enough money for presents. You feel guilty about, you know, not being able to have nice clothes for, you know, the Christmas gatherings. And having that person around that's a cheerleader, it's just like, hey, you can be happy just to be happy. You know, I get this genuine happiness once a year where it's not fake. It's just, hey, let's go and do it. Let's
That's
throw
cool.
some lights up, you know, let's throw some glitter on it.
I like that. That's cool.
So.
Let's put some glitter on it. Put
oh,
some glitter
yeah.
on it. Is that the answer for
glitter
everything?
Glitter solves every mess.
That's awesome. So the next one I found myself being, you found yourself being the cheerleader before. I found myself being the martyr.
Dun, dun, dun.
The martyr. Yeah, I found myself doing that. And not about slaving around in the kitchen. A lot of people say, you know, they were slaving away at the hot stove, cooking the Christmas dinner, and how could everybody just sit there on their butts and drink beer and watch whatever football game or whatever's happening. But, you know, a lot of times the martyr is, I think, doing something because they believe that they do a good job. And also it's something that they can control. But I didn't really talk about that today on the show, because I was really focusing more on how to deal with them. And so a lot of times we just need to go in to the kitchen or wherever they are and say, you know, I think you deserve to relax this weekend or this evening. And they'll probably say no. And then you'll say, hey, can I give you some help? And they'll probably say, no, I really got this all under control.
Yeah.
And then you know that you've asked and you've been there and you're cool with it. And so you can go sit back and hang out in the living room or do whatever you want to do without having, you know, kind of guilt that you're not helping out.
Yeah. And a lot of the times I think the martyr is sort of a perfectionist. They don't want you to touch their stuffing. They don't want you to, you know, slice their ham. It has to be a certain way for the priest.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. They want it just the way they want it.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, there's a little bit of cockiness in it, but why not? I mean, it's yours to, you know, it's your meal. You want it to taste good, look appropriate. And, I mean, there's no reason not to be a martyr.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's worked for all of us at some point, especially, I think sometimes when we know that we can control that too, I think that's important. But you know, also though, being the martyr though, nobody's going to give you a medal for always being in the kitchen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No.
But sometimes those people that's the satisfaction they need from the holiday. Like I am a gift giver. I am a decorator. Some people they are the cookers. So they know every year Christmas comes around, the meal that they cook, that's the satisfaction that they're going to get, you know, when they lay their head down, you know, Christmas night. I did that for my family, you know.
I think that's awesome. So I think that's really cool. You know, when we come back, we're going to take a short, quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the last two problem personality traits and types of people. And then we're going to get into the idea of how to stay calm, reflective, and sane throughout this Christmas holiday and into the new year. And then we might be touching on a little bit about Big Ridge, Texas, a little bit about dealing with New Year's resolutions, since a lot of people need to start thinking about that, as well as Cynthia Smoot will be on later this hour on Out and About with Cynthia, and we'll get to find out all the great things that are going on this week, and we'll probably get to find out about some great holiday lighting and tree lighting and what have you, as well as some concerts, so I'm looking forward to that. So stay tuned and keep it on KLIF.com or iHeartRadio, and I know a lot of people are listening to iHeartRadio on their phones, so that's pretty cool, or on 570 AM KLIF. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.